All right, final segment of the night here tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to my friends in Midtown. Remember, it's Midtown. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. You seek performance. You find luxury in Midtown at Advantage BMW. So you go down there, you see Justin or Steven, get involved with the expert sales team to help you find the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Look, I drive the X5. I've told the story. I took it up to New Jersey during the pandemic. It was like riding in first class. It was amazing. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown, and they've been proud sponsors of this show for a long time, and they allow us to do interviews like this. He is the technical director of the Houston Dynamo. He is Asher Mendelson. Asher, happy 2023 to you.
Same to you, Glenn. It's great to be on.
Yeah, great to have you on. You guys have been very active. We had Pat on, obviously, last week. Just how about some overall thoughts about where we are now with all the moves that have been made and kind of the things that you guys are doing to take this thing to the next level?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been first, it's been a very busy offseason. You know, and that was always our plan. Pat and I both joined right before the 22 season started, and we had to make a lot of decisions in a very short window. And, you know, in general, we erred on the side of wait and see and giving people the year to see exactly what we had, knowing that this offseason we were going to have a lot of turnover and a lot of change. And I think that's true both on the roster as well as on, and probably even more so on the staff. And, you know, and that's, you know, that was our plan. And the rosters, you know, adding new pieces to the roster is always kind of short and medium term decisions. But adding to the staff is the longer term investments we're making. You know, it's improving our process. You know, so it's not just bringing in a player who's going to help our outcomes right away. It's bringing in people behind the scenes who make our process better. And so, you know, overall, we feel really good about the people we brought in. We feel really good about the people who are still here from last year. And, you know, we're optimistic about this season.
Asher Mendelson joining us, technical director of the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo will leave Houston, I believe, to go to Mexico for part of your preseason. So I think two of the players that are getting a lot of attention are Amin Bassi, the under 21 Moroccan, Ivan Franco from Libertad, who's on loan. Mm-hmm. Essentially, these are two attacking pieces. We've heard you, Pat, everybody talk about being better in the final third. I think that's pretty evident from last year. How important is it to hit on these two players? I mean, in the overall big scheme of things from a creative standpoint.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you and I have talked about this since, you know, over the last 12 months where, you know, Pat and I both come from a school of systems and having a good system that consistently can generate chances and execute high quality chances, and then having people in the system to execute and finish those chances. You know, I think when we look at Ivan Franco and Amin Bassi, those are two players who within this system are both chance creators. You know, they're people who can, you know, they'll score some goals, but more importantly, we're bringing them in to create chances for others. And, you know, that we feel like they both have a chance when they're playing at their highest level of making a difference in this league. It's a luxury that we brought both of them in to be able to compete, you know, for almost like an inverted winger 10 position. But we're also looking at scenarios where maybe they're both on the field at the same time, but they're both brought in here more for their chance creation than necessarily their finishing.
Now, were these guys that were known entities to you? Maybe just take us into the story of how you found them both, because, you know, obviously I've watched their YouTube stuff. I mean, they look good on YouTube. There's no question about it. But, you know, we know YouTube. They're obviously good soccer players, though. So maybe take us into the process, sir, first with Amin Bassi and how he came to your attention and kind of how you secured him.
Yeah, Amin is one that's relatively new to our radar. It came onto our radar relatively recently. You know, we knew we were looking for that profile. We looked at a few different options in Europe and a few more in South America. We went pretty far down the road with two opportunities there. And in the end, what we really liked about Amin is, you know, obviously what he can do on the field, but the fact that he has done it in multiple leagues. And that he's done it in leagues that we think translate pretty well to MLS. When you look at League Two, his brief stint in League One, and then his loan in the English Championship. Those are physical leagues. And to be able to create chances in physical leagues, you know, that tends to translate pretty well to being able to create chances here in MLS.
And that was Mets, Barnsley. Yep. I think I'm missing one of the teams. Nancy
is where he started.
Exactly. So does he come to you via an agent? Does he come to you because you're watching a game? Does an analytics company present him to you? You know, where's the initial connection?
Sure. I mean, you know, to be fair, we get players from all different sources. We have an announcement that we haven't made yet, but it's coming about some of the improvements we've made behind the scenes on our scouting. But a lot of it gets filtered into our scouting process. And then we go through a series of checks and balances against it. So we look at them through an analytics lens, where we're, you know, and this is the SRC group that we just brought on board. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But they look at the player purely from a quantitative standpoint. We have scouts in place now that look at through a subjective standpoint. And they do that before it gets to myself or Pat, or in this case, Ben Olson, who get to look at the kind of final list to say, okay, well, who do we think is going to be the best fit? And then we go into the process of then making sure that we execute the deal. And we meet the player and we get a chance to get to know the player as well on a personal level. You know, Amin, every step along the way, Amin was checking the right boxes. So we get to the point at the end where we feel like we've mitigated as much risk about bringing a new player into the league as we can. You know, it's not a perfect process. We're still working on it and refining it. And we have a lot of new pieces and people who are involved in that. But the process is something we feel much better about than our process was 12 months ago, where it was a little bit more of Pat and I and the head coach, you know, jumping in and getting our hands dirty with every step of this player evaluation process.
And this is getting up to speed from a recruiting standpoint, essentially, which was part of your big job coming in, right?
Correct. This is about getting the right people involved behind the scenes so that we can make smarter decisions as a club.
Talking to Asher Mendelson, technical director of the Houston Dynamo, interview brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. So that's really interesting to hear the differing layers. I think the fan base is interested in hearing that too. I guess one simple question, and I mean this very respectfully, Amin Bassi, why aren't French League One teams after him?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, he went through a recent period in Metz where he wasn't on the field as much. We think that it was a great opportunity for us to come in and give him a chance here with us within MLS. We think his game translates well to MLS, and that he's going to be someone who can hopefully be a difference maker for us in the attack this year.
Well, what I saw on YouTube, very creative, ability to get turned, looks very, very exciting. Let's move on to Ivan Franco. He's a lone player. Libertad is a club now that has been bandied about a lot in MLS. And, of course, obviously right here in Austin with Austin FC having players from there as well. He's got familiarity with Sebas Ferreira. Tell us a little bit about him and how that loan deal works and why you pulled the trigger on this one.
Yeah, you know, Ivan's situation is almost the opposite of Amin's, where he's a player who we've been following for a long period of time. Pat, actually, at one point back in his Columbus days, he was a finalist for one of the profiles they were trying to bring into Columbus as an attacking creative player. You know, I went down and met with him 6 months ago and to get a sense of where he was and where he was with Libertad and was this the right time to come to MLS. You know, with him, it's been more about timing. He's a player we've always liked. He's a player with a very close relationship to Sebastian Ferreira. And it's with a club that we're familiar with doing business with. You know, the reality was the timing right now is a good moment where he's looking for a new challenge. Libertad has set up a financial scenario that allows us to do this in this year where we are still under the cap a little bit and trying to make every dollar count. You know, we have set this deal up in a way that, we can follow through on it and execute it if he does well. But it's a perfect situation where he gets a chance to to get back and find his feet and get his form again. We get performance in the short term, and hopefully we make this work and he's a longer term piece of our project.
Asher, I'm getting the sense that these guys can play four positions tactically, from a versatility standpoint. I'm getting the sense maybe that these guys could potentially line up out wide, but also drift a lot into the middle or get into that little area that has people questioning who's marking him or not, from an inverted standpoint. Is that pretty fair to say? Or, you know, do you look at any of these guys and say, look, we want him to be a fulcrum of the team and we really want to play through him a lot?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think those two things aren't exclusive. I think they're both players that you want on the ball. They're both players you want to get a lot of touches in the attack, in attacking areas. That's where we'll be more dangerous. In terms of where they line up and what system they fit into, they're versatile, and they give us the opportunity to create some different looks. Having said that, the vision of kind of the profile we're looking for fits very neatly into a system that complements what we already have. And so, but we're not dogmatic in saying that's the only way we're ever going to play every week. Of course not. And, you know, and really that's up to Ben and his new staff to figure out what's the right combination on each weekend, to make us the most successful. Giving him players who are versatile only makes us more dangerous. And so they're both guys that we rate very highly.
I think Dynamo fans are going to be all over watching Amin Bassi and Ivan Franco. Left back position. You've been pretty active on social media. I like it. We've been getting great information from you. We're talking to Asher Mendelson, technical director of the Houston Dynamo. You did put out that Adam Lundqvist requested a trade. He has gone to Austin FC. You're a little lean at left back now. Is there some designs on getting an additional player there?
Yes, that's the short answer. Is people are looking at our depth chart, and that's an obvious place that we need some reinforcements. And so we're evaluating, you know, what obviously we brought Brad Smith in, and he's on his way back and progressing well from the injury that he suffered last year. We were well aware of that when we brought him in. We were prepared to start the season with Adam if we wouldn't get a good enough offer from another club. Austin came and met the number that we put out there. So it put us in a situation where we need to have a solution there to start the season. We knew that, and we've been looking at different solutions there. We have a couple players on trial here during the preseason. We have some targets abroad that we're talking to, and some advanced discussions with. So we're not worried about the first part of the season. And you know, frankly, we're really looking forward to having Brad back and playing at top form.
Is there a concern with him coming off an ACL injury? I mean, he's passed all the fitness tests, your doctors and everything. But is there any concern with that?
I mean, I think there's always some concern with a player coming off a serious injury. Having said that, I think we've done a lot of diligence. And again, with any new player signing, you talk about risk mitigation. And you say, okay, you know, there's a risk. There's a whole host of risks that can happen when a new player comes into your environment. You know, I think we've done our best through our doctors and our new sports medicine staff to both evaluate where he was and then also have a good plan to get him where he needs to go. And, you know, right now he's hitting all his marks and we feel really good about his ability to contribute this year.
But is there additional pressure to get a left back? Because maybe you wanted to ease him into it and maybe not have him booking a lot of minutes right from the start, or will he be ready to go as a starter, you think?
We don't expect he'll be able to start in week one. And so, you know, our calculus there is to bring in somebody who we can rely on for the first part of the season. And whether that's one game or whether that's four games, you know, it's someone who we want to have be able to bring in some quality on the left-hand side. So it's certainly something we're taking into account. And like I said, we think we have some good options there. And then it's just figuring out which is the best one.
Asher Mendelson, technical director of the Houston Dynamo here. Dynamo will be heading down to Mexico to continue their preseason. I do want to dip a little bit into the Academy and Dynamo too, and then we'll get into SRC football, which has been hired by the Dynamo and will work closely with you guys on analytics, which is very, very interesting. And I think obviously you said you're getting the Dynamo up to speed on the analytics side here through the course of their history. But I want to go to Juan Castilla because we've heard a lot about his potential for a lot of years. He's been with the club quite some time. I know he went into some U.S. youth national team camps. We always heard these glowing reports. Now we're getting glowing reports from his play with the under 20 Colombian national team. Yet I'm sitting here and I'm going, but he doesn't seem close to first team football with the Dynamo. So what is the plan with him? Because he hasn't gotten minutes in MLS. And what is the plan with him in the future? I mean, do you have a set amount of minutes he plays this year? Do you loan him to a team in Colombia? What's the plan for him? Because he does seem to be at a point now where you either, at least this is my humble opinion on the outside, you're looking to see him start to break through and get some minutes.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, I think it's great what Juan's doing down in the U20 South American Championships. And we're all really proud of how he's playing and how he's representing the club and the city. I think it's a huge testament to our entire pathway. You know, in the past, before we had the second team, he was a player who probably wouldn't have gotten very many competitive minutes last year. You know, but with the second team, he's able to play week in, week out. And underneath Kenny, we think he's grown tremendously. Now, where he fits into our first team plans this year is a little bit of a wait and see. I mean, we've had, I believe, 10 different players from our second team already in with our first team training this preseason. We've had academy players in with our first team training. We've had the second team staff in with our first team on the field coaching. We've had a lot of integration between our pathway and our first team. And we should, because we have a new coaching staff. We have a new head coach. We've got new assistant coaches. We have a lot of new eyes. And that's great for our players and our club, because it gives people new opportunities. Now, Juan, because of his involvement with Colombia, hasn't been in with us yet. And so I think it's premature to say, okay, well, this is where he's going to fit into our first team plans this year without our head coach having had a chance to work with him yet. And so, you know, that we're looking forward to him going as far as possible in the South American Championships, coming back and, you know, seeing him in our environment with our new staff. And then we'll make a decision from there. But clearly with him and with any of our young players, they need to get minutes and they need to get good minutes. And, you know, right now our second team has been a good avenue for him. We want to assess him and see if that's still the best place for him or whether we need to look at something else. But we won't know that till he's back.
And you know, fans, I mean, you know, they're going to say, hey, great, we got all these great ideas about player development. All we want to see is people get through to the first team and begin to play, because that really has not happened in the history of this club. And that's what people seem to really be waiting for. And, you know, when we had Pat on last week, you know, he did say there was a set amount of minutes for Brooklyn Reigns that was a target this year. That they wanted to get him. Now, he plays a similar position, I think, to Juan Castilla, kind of that holding midfield area. But you guys may have designs on something else for both of these guys. But, you know, I'm just wondering if Castilla has a set number of minutes that you want to maybe target.
I don't think yet. I think with Brooklyn, he's a player that Ben was more familiar with. And, you know, sitting down with him in the offseason, I think we all felt very comfortable about trying to set a target for him. I think with Juan, it's someone who, you know, again, we want to put him in an environment where Ben gets to see him live and gets to know him better. And then I think we have a similar conversation in terms of where they play. I don't think it's an either or. I mean, you know, I think Juan has the ability to play as that deep midfielder and also push up into more of an eight position. I think you've even seen it in his time with Columbia. He's done both roles. You know, Brooklyn, we see him being a little higher up the field, more as an eight, a pressing eight, you know. And so, you know, similar to a Hector versus a Coco, we don't see them being taking up the same spot. And so, so I certainly wouldn't say it's an either or, but I would say that with Brooklyn, we feel confident in kind of where he sits right now in our plans. And with Juan, we still want some more information.
Asher Mendelson, technical director of the Houston Dynamo. Now, before you even got to Houston, we heard a lot about Andre Guitau and Lionel, his brother. Mm-hmm. They left the Dynamo Academy, I'm assuming, to go to Europe. Is that right?
You know, that's
can you give us an update on them? Because a lot of people were interested in those players.
I think we'll have some more information on their situation next week, and we're happy to talk about it. But there's a broader narrative of what's happening on the youth space, and some updates there that I don't want to steal Pat's thunder next week as he rolls some of that information out.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk SRC football. I believe that's what it is. Ravi Ramaneni, Sarah Rudd, and Cole Grossman are a part of what has become quite the analytics company. I guess player identification, performance-based analytics. They are now going to be a part of the Houston Dynamo. My understanding is they have been a part of or are a part of Atlanta also.
I'm not going to comment on their work with other teams, and that's not really my place. But
I wanted to point out that it's not exclusive to the Dynamo, right?
We have some exclusivity in our contract to protect us for against them helping some of our direct competitors.
I was wondering how that works.
I will say that. But you know, we're really excited about it because you look at the work. I mean, Ravi built the one of the best analytics departments in MLS in Seattle, and he was there on day one when they started that, and was there through much of their success. So you have someone with great, not just theoretical knowledge, but applied knowledge in MLS. And then you have Sarah, you know, who had a similar experience in Arsenal over in England, you know, who up until a year ago was their lead analyst, specifically in their player recruitment. And obviously now we're seeing what Arsenal is doing and with such a young roster. I mean, so here are two people who truly are two of the better and most well-respected sports analysts or soccer analysts in the world. And they're here. They live here in Houston. And so for us, this was we did diligence and looked at some other firms and wanted to see who is the right partner to help us have a solution on day one of this season, but also help us build something that would be sustainable over a long period of time. And, you know, Ravi and Sarah were always our top preferred choice on that, both because of their reputation and their proximity to our club here. You know, again, they're live downtown, and so we're really excited to get to. We've been working with them a little bit already, but to really dive in and see what they can do here at the club.
Asher, anything else you want to say to the fans before we let you go? We thank you very much for coming on. It's great to talk to you about this. I guess I would have one more. I mean, what's their main focus? Is it that first phase of helping you identify players? Is it identifying and assessing team performance, individual performance? What is it you most want out of that? Because you know the technical and the data side of this very, very well.
Yeah. I mean, in the end of the day, we want to make smarter decisions across the club. And the easiest place to do that on day one is in player acquisition. Because that's where analysts can make a big difference in terms of your diligence. You know, once the season starts, we intend to have them help us both prepare for opponents, but also evaluate, you know, are we measuring our game model? Are we measuring our performances so that we don't just look at the end of a game and say we won or we lost, but also are we putting in place the way we want to play? And is it working? And what parts of it aren't working? And they give a different perspective on answering those questions. Not the only perspective, but it's a complementary one to a more subjective lens. And that's important, especially as we continue building this. And that leads me to my second to last point. I have 2 points, if you'll indulge me. The second to last point is one is that we made a lot of change, but there's still a ton of work to do and to implement this new way we want to play, to integrate the new staff, to integrate new players. You know, there's still a lot more that we need to get done. We still have a ways to go to catch up to some of the elite teams in our league. We feel like we're in a much better position to do that going into this season. We think a lot of these changes are put us in a better place for immediate change, but also for long-term change that help us get to where we want to go. But it's going to take some time to put that all to come together. So that's the second to last point. And the last point I want to make is just thanking you for all your support of the club and your coverage of the team. and just how much we value you as an asset in our community. So I just wanted to take a moment to recognize you and all your contributions for us as well.
Well, that's very kind of you. But guess what? With all my contributions, based on a couple things you just said, we may have to go a little longer here on the interview, if it's okay with you. Okay. The new way we're going to play, define that to my listeners, the new way we're going to play.
Again, I will let the team do that on the field, okay. And I'll let Ben do that in his post.
Okay. You know, and maybe Ben should be our next interview. We're going through all the top guys.
Yeah, Ben. Okay. Ben is the right spokesperson for how we play.
Okay. Let me go back to another thing you said about preparation for the team with the SRC football analytics. So will they come in and present to the staff? I mean, because a lot of us on the outside, myself included, we're not in locker rooms now. This is ever-changing competition, data, analytics, all of this. So will they come in and present some of their findings about an opponent to Ben Olsen, Asher Mendelson, Pat Onstad, the entire team? How does that work? Give us a glimmer into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think different clubs do this a little bit differently. You know, our vision for this, especially as we start, is one, to build together with them what we're looking for in terms of what's the most useful way to look at the opponents that we're about to play, and then who should see it that has the biggest effect. And so, you know, for the beginning, that'll be a smaller number of people. Over time, that might change and that may grow. But in the beginning, as we're building this, as we're figuring out and refining our process, they'll come in and mostly work with our staff.
All right. Fascinating. Asher, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming on always. I think this is essential and very, very good information for Dynamo fans. And as always, thanks for your time. We look forward to it more, and keep going out there on Twitter. You're putting out great information. It's good. You're going to be big in Japan if you keep going this way.
So I'm new at this, so bear with me as I fumble my way through social media.
Trust me, I still fumble my way through it, so don't feel bad. Thank you for coming on tonight and ending the show in a big way. All right, that's Asher Mendelson, the technical director of the Houston Dynamo. That wraps it up for us tonight here. Remember, you get the podcast of this show at ESPN975.com, so you can listen on your own time. Our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Look, you don't have soccer on the radio in Houston and or Austin for that matter, but Houston for 20 something years without the Daspit Law Firm. So if you get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, you know, I think the world goes round if we support the sponsors that support our game and get us on the air, whether that's sponsors on this show or sponsors for the Houston Dynamo. This is the way we have to do it. So John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, daspitlaw.com. They will be on your side. Thanks to everybody, Andrew Carlson for tonight, all our great guests. And until next Tuesday night, remember, soccer matters. All right, that's it.
All right. All right. Glenn, how you doing?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.